From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Pro-migrant rallies have been held across Europe, even as thousands of people tried to reach the continent. Tens of thousands of people filled central London to protest the British government's position on the crisis.
Say no, say clear.
Human rights activists, politicians, and performers marched to Parliament Square in solidarity with the refugees who were trying to escape armed conflicts, especially in the Middle East. A crowd of about 30,000 people rallied in Copenhagen, Denmark, Saturday in favor of taking in thousands of refugees seeking a better life in Europe. In Stockholm, Sweden, around 1,000 people gathered in a show of support for a more generous government policy on welcoming refugees. About 5,000 people, however, joined a protest against migrants in Warsaw, Poland, Saturday, as the government has opposed fixed refugee quotas proposed by the EU. About 1,000 people rallied in favor of welcoming migrants to Poland. Egypt's Prime Minister Ibrahim Mahlab has his cabinet resigned on Saturday in the face of intense media criticism and a widening corruption investigation that saw the agriculture minister arrested on corruption charges just days ago. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi asked outgoing petroleum minister Sherif Ismail to head a new government within a week after accepting Mahlab's resignation. Key portfolio holders, including the defense, interior, and foreign ministers, are expected to remain in the new government, which will be responsible for overseeing parliamentary elections. This is VOA News. Saudi officials are investigating the collapse of a construction crane at the Grand Mosque in Mecca that killed at least 107 people and injured more than 230 others. The huge crane crashed through the ceiling of the mosque as worshippers gathered for Friday prayers just days ahead of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. A sound technician at the mosque, Mohammed Tahir, told VOA that weather was a factor in the collapse. However, an engineer for the Saudi Bin Laden Group, which is carrying out a massive expansion of the mosque, told the French news agency the accident was an act of God and not due to a technical fault. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has expressed his condolences and said the United States stands with Saudi Arabia and all Muslims around the world in the aftermath of what he called this dreadful incident. Several other world leaders have also offered condolences to Saudi officials. Two Russian military cargo planes carrying 80 tons of humanitarian aid have arrived in Syria to set up a tent camp for more than 1,000 refugees. Meanwhile, the main Syrian opposition group blasted Moscow over its military presence in the predominantly Arab country. Defense Ministry spokesman Major General Igor Kononchenkov said Saturday the humanitarian aid included materials for setting up camp, including beds, mattresses, stoves, water cisterns, and food. U.S. President Barack Obama has expressed concern about Russia's increased military activity in Syria. Moscow says it has been sending military equipment to help the Syrian government fight the hardline Islamic State group and has also sent experts to train the Syrian army to use it. A cooking gas cylinder exploded Saturday in a crowded restaurant in central India, killing at least 89 people and injuring many others. Police said that the death toll had risen throughout the day as rescue workers continued to extricate bodies from under the rubble. About 100 people were injured in the blast, 20 of them seriously, and were transported to hospitals for treatment. The inspector said that detonators were illegally stored in a room adjacent to the restaurant. The eatery in the town of Petlawad, about 950 kilometers south of India's capital, was packed with people having breakfast when the powerful explosion occurred. And Jeremy Corbyn, a veteran left-winger who professes an admiration for Karl Marx, has been elected Britain's opposition Labour Party leader, a victory that could make a British EU exit more likely. For more, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.